Jerry Bader Show.
It's not Halloween yet, but I'm telling you, there are goblins or gremlins on this Monday. There's just weird stuff going on. Jerry Bader Show, fabulous fall weekend, great Packer game. So we jump right into another week. A lot of stuff to get to on the show today. I want to talk about some of the excerpts later in the show from Governor Walker's new book on what he and his family endured during the Act 10 debate. Some audio. One serious, one spoofing Obamacare. Absolutely hysterical. We're going to get to all of that. Want to start here, though. We are joined in the studio this morning by State Senator Frank Lissay. Frank, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to all you folks listening.
Good to have you back. Want to get to a bunch of issues, and I want to start with one that I told you about off the air, that I have spent a lot of time talking about the promise that this industry is bringing to Wisconsin before we get to the most recent legislation. And that is, and the listeners to this show know, because I've talked about it a lot, frac sand mining in Wisconsin. Of course, fracking for oil and natural gas, huge in the Dakotas, Texas, and potentially California. That's a gold mine to which we have the picks and shovels. We've got some of the best quality sand. And by the way, other countries are interested in our sand. And as a result, you've seen it from a handful of mines to a lot of mines around Wisconsin. Some local governments are trying to put the brakes on this. There's Republican-sponsored legislation to pave the way, but it looks now like it's not going to be taken up in your House, the Senate, until 2014, according to Tom Tiffany, co-sponsor of the bill. And I said to you off the air, it looks like it needs some tweaking, and even you seem to concede that it does.
Well, yeah, it does. And I'm a co-sponsor of this bill. I believe that we need to preserve the economic opportunity that frac sand mining, the frac sand that we have in western Wisconsin has brought. It's increased the value of the property in western Wisconsin by hundreds of millions of dollars. It's created thousands of jobs in western Wisconsin, and it's only going to grow, provided the lefties don't shut down frac sand mining. Fracking is really amazing, and I always want to put a plug in because you won't hear it generally on regular media, is we now, because of fracking in this country, have a 1,000-year supply of oil and natural gas at present usage, a 1,000-year supply. We have an endless supply in a lot of ways, you know, 1,000 years is a very long time, of oil and natural gas. Lefties don't want us to understand this or know this. We also are burning it more cleanly than ever before. So the sand is really important, and of course, because it's connected with the oil industry and natural gas, that's where we get our electricity from, and oil's on its way, or coal is on its way out because of the regulations. Your electric bill's going up some more, folks, because of regulations. Frac sand is really very, very important to this whole process, and Wisconsin has a whole lot of it. Now, what we have are local governments in some areas of the state with a political agenda who want to shut down frac sand mining. And they're doing it by any means that they can. They're using some kind of they're doing it by hook or crook, I'd say. It's legal under the law. That's why we're seeking to change the law. And they're doing it by trying to become mini DNRs in some cases, trying to regulate the environment. In others, they're doing it by extracting or blackmailing extremely high payments for roads. And yes, you come in and you mine, and you know that's also part of why you pay taxes, is to use the roads. And we've had a long history, and this is where I think it needs some work, of local governments. And I was a town chairman, and we actually had this issue with a gravel pit in the next town where they were tearing up the roads and using the roads excessively in certain areas. And we reached an agreement with them, and they kept up part of the roads that they really were excessively wearing because of the heavy trucks. Fair enough. Now we have some towns that have started to just literally blackmail not only sand, but aggregate, you know, gravel road construction crews to drive on the roads. They have to have a payment. They have to enter into an agreement. One town that I'm aware of wanted a company that has a gravel pit to sign a 20-year agreement, and they would pay $10,000 a year for 20 years just to have the privilege of having a gravel pit. And they said, you know, we have a 5-year lease on the gravel pit. There's no way we can enter into a 20-year lease to agree to pay you money. Fix roads is one thing. Participate in that's one thing. But this kind of blackmail or political agenda on the local level, really we need to put a stop to it.
Well, here's what the sand industry, the way they describe it, that local governments are using police powers rather than zoning ordinances, which is the traditional way to deal with this. And as you mentioned, here's the conflict. As you said, you got to put a stop to this. There are those forces who are being disingenuous. They don't like fracking, and the way they want to stop fracking is to stop us from producing sand that goes. So we know, as you said, it's the lefties that have a problem with this. On the other hand, you do want to be careful that you don't take away legitimate enforcement from local governments, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the balance that we have to strike. And that's a lot of what we do at the state level is to create a balance. And we live in a more complex world all the time. There's no way that, I shouldn't say no way, but very hard for any town to really get into the regulatory environment of the EPA, the DNR, hire experts, and really do it in a manner that makes sense. And that's not really the role of a town, city, or village. And that, so we're seeing more of the statewide standard, and I think statewide standards for many of these complex issues is what we need to have. On the other side, keeping up the roads, taking care of the roads, zoning are all powers that we want to preserve, and we want to have local governments have that. So this bill needs work in that area to strike that balance so that towns are able to conduct their business, protect the roads, protect their folks and the usage through zoning. And on the other hand, stop them from getting into this regulation and police powers to stop the things they just don't like. And that's not the role of government.
Talking with State Senator Frank Lissay, and toward that end, and this is what I caution people, during this debate, you're going to hear what I consider to be hyperventilated fears and concerns about the danger of frac sand mining. And just be aware that's what they are.
Oh, absolutely. That we're going to hear that in a lot of breathlessness. That's what the left loves to use, is how dangerous this is. You know, mining sand, the silica is going to get in the air. It's going to float everywhere. It's sand, folks. It's sand. And you can do this safely, reasonably. And in fact, we've harvested sand, and we use it some in our roads. We use it in concrete. We've been harvesting sand for a very, very long time. And no, it's not dangerous. But that's what we're going to hear. You know, and then on the other hand, you know, it's the ideology of the left. They're going to breathlessly claim that silica and sand is a health hazard. At the same time, we can't measure or talk about what wind turbines do to people's homes because, you know, hey, wind is sacred. Wind is from the left, and that's therefore we can put our head in the sand. Oh, wait a minute. We can't do that anymore because that's dangerous. But we can put our head in the sand because it's wind and it's okay. But sand, oh, that's dangerous because it's connected with the oil industry. It's typical of the hypocrisy of the left.
That's actually, and I'm glad you transitioned to that, and I know you've been involved in this part of the state, and I've warned listeners in other part of the state. Southern Brown County, it's been a big deal, and I just, saw something where ABC News finally did something out in Cape Cod because you got the hoity-toity out there who they don't, even though they're liberals and they love clean energy, not in their backyard. You know, that's a classic example. If wind energy, and this is the class, you're right, this points out the hypocrisy. If wind energy were in any way fossil fuel based, the media would have been all over how close turbines are to houses and that sort of thing now, but they haven't.
It would be relentless, the stories upon stories. If we were putting oil derricks where we're putting wind towers, there would be story upon story upon story about how these dangerous oil things are in people's backyards. And in fact, in our state, we have rules that are so lax. We're 1/4 of the setback. They're a mile to a mile and a quarter in every other place in the world that has had them for longer than we have. Denmark, the United Kingdom, Australia, they put them a mile to a mile and a quarter at a minimum from people's homes. And here we're about 1/4 mile or less. It's ridiculous. And they're starting even these other areas to look at it and say a mile isn't really even far enough. And it's really unfortunate, folks. And you know, the other part is we could dot our whole Wisconsin with these wind towers and it wouldn't produce enough electricity to take care of our needs. It's ridiculous. And you know, the wind may be free, but wind towers are extremely expensive. We pay through direct subsidies through our tax dollars. We lose tax revenue on them compared to anything else. And then we all pay higher electric rates to force this stuff on us. And it's just not a realistic long-term solution to servicing our needs for electricity.
And just final thought on this, and we'll get on to something else. You look at that, and the industry that we're talking about here, the frac sand, is it supports an industry that, as you said, it has opened up this whole oil and natural gas that we have. And we're talking about a huge economic boom for Wisconsin.
Well, it's a wonderful thing for Wisconsin. It's done wonderful things for the economy. And I think it's really made a huge difference in the United States. And, you know, this oil independence, the lefties had sold us this energy independence. That's why we need this lefty wind stuff. You know what? We're going to be energy independent because of fracking.
Yep.
And within 5 years, our country will produce all the oil it needs within the borders of our country. And what we should be working with is the Superior Refinery in Wisconsin to create hundreds and if not thousands of jobs, union jobs, by the way, if we would expand. And they wanted about 10 years ago, we're looking at putting billions of dollars into expanding the Superior Refinery, adding jobs that were long-term jobs, hundreds, like 700-800 of them after that.
Good paying jobs,
family-supporting jobs,
yeah.
Union jobs.
Yep.
And they are union jobs, folks, but we couldn't do that because of the regulations, the DNR, the EPA, and they just, you know, said, forget it. We're not even going to bother with this. And because of that, we don't have as much gasoline refined here. And if we had more gasoline refined, our prices would be lower. And I want to remind you, folks, when we elected Obama 5 years ago, gas was $1.75 a gallon. If we had $1.75 a gallon, now just think about that and reflect on that for just a minute,
yep.
Folks. And everything we buy, instead of being more expensive, would cost less because there's a transportation and a petroleum component in virtually everything that we buy. And think about what it would do for my family budget, if gas was $1.75 instead of what it is now.
By the way, I'll stop the grammar Nazis. I should have said well-paying jobs, not good-paying jobs. Frank, you wouldn't believe how they pick on me that way. All right. Well, you just got to do that.
You got to watch out, yes.
In 5 minutes, want to get to this incredible attempt by the left to blame Scott Walker for the Obamacare debacle in Wisconsin. And your take on Mary Burke, it's 9:18.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.